September's harvest moon was a tough act to follow, but in October, the moon might just pull it off. We get two eclipses. The first is a total lunar eclipse, and the second, 2 weeks later, is a partial solar eclipse. The lunar eclipse happens on the morning of October 8th, when a full moon passes through Earth's umbra, the dark inner shadow. It starts in the southwest at 4:15 a.m. That's the moment the moon makes first contact with the umbra. The umbra takes 70 minutes to swallow the moon, and when it's through, totality begins. That's at 5:25 a.m. The deepest eclipse is at 5:55 a.m., and it's hard to say what the moon might look like then. It could disappear completely, or it could turn reddish if red light from sunrises and sunsets on Earth finds its way to the moon. We'll just have to see. For an extra added attraction, if you're out at the time of deepest eclipse, you have a good chance to see the planet Uranus. The moon will be as dark as it's going to get, and Uranus can be seen just one full moon width to the east. That would be to our left of the moon. If your eyes are sharp enough, you may see Uranus without help, but the rest of us are going to need binoculars. Now, if you don't go out until 6 and the moon is hard to find, look low in the west, just south of due west. But however you find the moon, Uranus appears as a tiny bluish dot, and again, it'll be just to our left of the moon. Totality ends when the moon starts to emerge from the umbra. That's at 6:24 a.m. The moon completes its exit at 7:34. However, moonset in Grand Marais will be at 7:20, so the tail end of the eclipse won't be visible. And I should add that since this is a lunar eclipse, no special eye protection is necessary. While you're watching the eclipse, be sure to have a look at the bright winter stars. They'll be up in the south, and as the moon's light gets dimmed, the stars will get brighter. These winter stars are the familiar constellations, such as Orion, with the famous belt of three stars and the sword hanging from it, and also Canis Major, or Orion's bigger hunting dog, whose claimed fame is Sirius, the brightest star in the night sky. Even brighter, though, is Jupiter, high in the east. After the moon is darkened, Jupiter dominates the whole sky. And if you're out in the evening, you can still enjoy the summer triangle of bright stars, high in the southwest, and the great square of Pegasus, just east of the triangle. I always like to find the circlet of Pisces. That's a circle, what else, of stars just below the great square. And the bright star low in the south is Fomalhaut. In the otherwise dim constellation, Pisces Austrinus, the southern fish. Next time, I'll talk about the partial solar eclipse, which is coming up October 23rd. That's all for now, and happy star watching.